In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, two people, Drew Keiko and Marissa Detlor. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Where are you now?
Right now, we're living in Mount Kisco. She's actually from Brookfield, Connecticut.
Yeah, I've been in Brookfield all my life, but I've been living in Mount Kisco with Drew for a little bit.
Drew, what is your role in all of this?
So my main role is the guitarist whenever we do live gigs and recording stuff. I also do all of the recording here in my home studio. Me and Michael Brewster, who's actually our bassist.
Shout out to Mikey Beats.
Yeah, that's Mikey Beats. And me and him are basically Marissa's sole producers. And then I also do some of the sound engineering. I mix and master her tracks.
When did you know you had something musical going on? Because you do got something musical going on.
I guess when I was younger, my parents always heard me like singing to my toys, like when I was really, really young. So they put me in voice lessons when I was about 9 or 10, I think I was. And I started my performing journey then. And I did all the plays in my school, and I did some competitions. Can You Sing USA is a big one. I won that one. That's where I feel my best. I feel like on stage, I feel most comfortable.
You're very fortunate to have parents who would back you up on that.
Oh, my. Yeah, they are the best. They are so supportive. They help me ever since I was young. They still support me, which is crazy. And I'm 23 now.
You say support you. Do you have day jobs as well, you and Drew?
Yeah, I do babysitting. That's my most recent thing, and I do a couple other side projects. Like, I work at a crossword puzzle place, so, like, a crossword generating place. It's fun to see the behind the scenes of the making of crossword puzzles. Really weird. But
Marissa, I have done about 100 of these interviews. That is the weirdest day job I have ever heard in my life. Let me ask you this. If you could make $20,000 in music or $500,000 as a crossword puzzle master, which would you do?
Good question.
Music or crossword?
Yeah.
Definitely music.
You'll take the $20,000.
For sure.
Hey, Drew, you were a singer-songwriter before you met Marissa?
No, I was just a guitarist. I actually went to school for guitar. I got my bachelor's in music and audio production. So I've always just been a strings player. I started when I was 7. My parents forced me to do violin, and they basically didn't let me quit until I graduated high school.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy, because then once I started high school, I swapped over to guitar and just taught myself that.
I know. And Drew, that's where the girls are, the guitar.
That might be why I was initially drawn to it, because no one really likes the violin kid, you know?
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Marissa Detlor and Drew Keiko. Now, you got a couple of songs, I think, on the TV show Shrill. I'm a big fan of A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live. How did you get that gig?
Well, actually, my best friend, Grace, she hooked that up for me. It was a weird connection. She knew this guy who works in California for a bunch of productions, and we sent the songs, and then they were like, oh, these two songs are perfect. It's one of the coolest things I can say. Like, oh, my God, I have my music on a Hulu TV show. Like, who would have thought?
Let's hear about the song Bad, the one we're going to hear. Who wrote that? What's it about? Well, how did it happen?
They were looking for a guitar loop or something to use, something very, you know, neo-soul jazzy, but at the same time sexy and upbeat. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm the guy for that, of course. So it just started to develop. And then me and one of the main producers that was working on that particular track started doing some just like vocal melody lines. And then I think right then and there, we all knew that this was a song that was going to come together.
Yeah, it was just written at a time where I was feeling kind of down. You know, like you have like these people in your life where they're not exactly good for you.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to turn it around and make it like an empowerment type of record from a bad situation.
Drew, what does Marissa bring that you don't? I'll ask Marissa the same question, but what's your take on that?
Marissa just brings that star quality, the full diva package, you know, the looks, the stage presence, everything. The lyrics are 100% Marissa. You know, I don't even want to try to dabble because they'll just be really awful.
Marissa, your turn. Besides all that flattery, what does Drew bring that you
yeah,
don't?
Yeah, thank you, Drew. Well, he's definitely super talented at guitar. So he's always coming up with these really interesting riffs and things I wouldn't think of on the guitar side. And he really is good at production, too. And his motivation, he always keeps me motivated and keeps me going.
The perseverance. Yeah. Is there a website where people can find out more about Marissa Detlor and Drew Keiko?
Yes, I have all my music on iTunes, YouTube, Apple Music under Marissa Detlor, D-E-T-L-O-R. And I also have a website. It's marissadetlor.com.
Here's the song Bad from Marissa Detlor and Drew Keiko. Send over your toughest crossword puzzle to me, Marissa. I can handle it. It's okay. The Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Well done, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.